I'm not sure where to begin.
Let's take time.
How much time do we need to take? It's already taken me 5 months to get here. I know that people listen to this and think it's all put down in one even, uninterrupted flow. They don't realize that 20 weeks separated the 32nd and 33rd paragraph of this program. They don't understand that sometimes the moments of inspiration are half a year apart. How much time do we have to take?
That's not what I meant. I mean, let's take time.
As our first subject, as a place to begin.
Oh, well, okay. But while we're on the subject, why are you so long between visits?
My dear and wonderful son, I am not long between visits. I am never not with you. You are simply not always aware.
Why? Why am I not aware of you if you're always here?
Because your life gets caught up in other things. Let's face it, you've had a pretty busy 5 months.
Oh, yes, I have. A lot's been going on.
And you've made these things more important than me.
That doesn't feel like my truth.
I invite you to look at your actions. You've been deeply involved in your physical life. You've paid very little attention to your soul.
Well, it's been a challenging period.
Yes, all the more reason to have included your soul in the process. These past months would have gone much more smoothly with my help. So may I suggest that you don't lose contact?
I try to stay close, but I seem to get lost, caught up, as you put it, in my own drama. And then somehow I don't find time for you. I don't meditate. I don't pray. I certainly don't write.
I know. It's an irony of life that when you need our connection the most, you step away from it.
How can I stop doing that?
Stop doing that.
That's just what I said, but how?
You stop doing that by stopping doing that.
Well, it's not that simple.
It is that simple.
I wish it were.
Then it really will be, because what you wish is my command. Remember, my cherished one, your desires are my desires. Your will is my will.
All right, okay. Then I wish for this conversation to be finished by March. It's October now, and I wish for no more 5 month gaps in the material coming.
So will it be.
Good.
Unless it's not.
Oh, man. Do we have to play these games?
No, but so far that's how you've decided to live your life. You keep changing your mind. Remember, life is an ongoing process of creation. You are creating your reality every minute. The decision you make today is often not the choice you make tomorrow. Yet here is a secret of all masters. Keep choosing the same thing.
Over and over again? Once is not enough?
Over and over until your will is made manifest in your reality. For some, that could take years. For some, months. For others, weeks. For those approaching mastery, days, hours, or even minutes. For masters, creation is instantaneous. You can tell you are on your way to mastery when you see the gap closing between willing and experiencing.
You said the decision you make today is often not the choice you make tomorrow. So what? Are you saying we should never indulge in a change of mind?
Change your mind all you want. Yet remember that with each change of mind comes a change in the direction of the whole universe. When you make up your mind about something, you set the universe into motion. Forces beyond your ability to comprehend, far more subtle and complex than you can imagine, are engaged in a process, the intricate dynamics of which you are only just now beginning to understand. These forces and this process are all part of the extraordinary web of interactive energies which comprise the entirety of existence, which you call life itself. They are, in essence, me.
So when I change my mind, I'm making it difficult for you, is that it?
Nothing is difficult for me. But you might be making things very difficult for yourself. Therefore, be of one mind and of single purpose about a thing. And don't take your mind off it until you have produced it in reality. Keep focused. Stay centered. This is what is meant by being single-minded. If you choose something, choose it with all your might, with all your heart. Don't be faint-hearted. Keep going. Keep moving toward it. Be determined.
Don't take no for an answer.
Exactly.
But what if no is the right answer? What if what we want is not for us, not for our own good, not in our best interests? Then you won't give it to us, right?
Wrong. I will give you whatever you call forth, whether it's good for you or bad for you. Have you looked at your life lately?
But I've been taught that we can't always have what we desire. I mean, that God won't give it to us if it's not for our highest good.
That's something people tell you when they want you not to be disappointed with a particular outcome. First of all, let's move back to clarity about our relationship. I don't give you anything. You call it forth. Secondly, I don't make a judgment about what you call forth. I don't call a thing good or bad. You too would do well not to do so. You are a creative being, made in the image and likeness of God. You may have whatever you choose, but you may not have anything you want.
In fact, you'll never get anything you want if you want it badly enough.
I know. You've said that the act of wanting a thing pushes it away from us.
Yes. And do you remember why?
Because thoughts are creative, and the thought of wanting a thing is a statement to the universe, a declaration of a truth, which the universe then produces in my reality.
Precisely. Exactly. You have learned. You do understand. That's great. Yes, that's how it works. The moment you say, I want something, the universe says, indeed you do, and gives you that precise experience, the experience of wanting it. Whatever you put after the word I becomes your creative command. The genie in the bottle, which I am, exists but to obey. I produce what you call forth. You call forth precisely what you think, feel, and say. It's as simple as that.
So tell me again, why does it take so much time for me to create the reality I choose?
For a number of reasons. Because you do not believe you can have what you choose. Because you do not know what to choose. Because you keep trying to figure out what's best for you. Because you want guarantees ahead of time that all your choices will be good. And because you keep changing your mind.
Let me see if I understand. I shouldn't try to figure out what's best for me?
Best is a relative term, depending on 100 variables. That makes choices very difficult. There should be only one consideration when making any decision. Is this a statement of who I am? Is this an announcement of who I choose to be? All of life should be such an announcement. In fact, all of life is. You can allow that announcement to be made by chance or by choice. A life lived by choice is a life of conscious action. A life lived by chance is a life of unconscious reaction. Reaction is just that, an action you have taken before. When you react, what you do is assess the incoming data, search your memory bank for the same or nearly the same experience, and act the way you did before. This is all the work of the mind, not of your soul. Your soul would have you search its memory to see how you might create a truly genuine experience of you in the now moment. This is the experience of soul searching of which you have so often heard, but you have to be literally out of your mind to do it. When you spend your time trying to figure out what's best for you, you are doing just that, spending your time. Better to save your time than to spend it wastefully. It is a great time saver to be out of your mind. Decisions are reached quickly, choices are activated rapidly, because your soul creates out of present experience only, without review, analysis, and criticism of past encounters. Remember this: the soul creates, the mind reacts.